Welcome back to another solo episode of the Roots of Success podcast. I am your host, Nate the Great, and today I really wanted to make a quick snippet, and I want to focus on a business topic. A business topic I feel like gets looked over significantly within everybody's business, and I believe we can all get reminded of things that definitely need to come back to the surface, because I feel like we operate in our businesses and in our lives or in our jobs on a consistent basis, but it might not be necessarily things that we remember, right? Because we tend to forget some things. So as a lot of you are aware, you know, I have my own marketing company, and something that we really shifted towards of late is focusing on our clients that we have significantly. You know, I know what it's like to have hundreds of clients. You know, we've been there, we've been through that. So something that we've realized is, okay, over these years, it's great to have hundreds of clients, right? That's great and it's cool. But what's more cool is whenever you can have fewer clients that pay you more significantly, and that'll pay you for what you're actually worth, compared to having, you know, maybe 100 clients that could possibly be a headache, where they don't necessarily pay as much, or somebody might not necessarily value your services and AKA your time as much. So I want to make this episode short and sweet and really just hit on that. So are you in a position now where you're stressing a lot, where you feel you're putting in all of this work, but you're not necessarily getting a return? Trust me, I feel you. Or you might be getting a return, but it's just not exactly what you wanted. And this is a mental shift that you have to make in your mind. Maybe it's with speaking. Maybe you're a speaker and you're like, I want to get paid 10 grand a month, but I can't even get paid 1 grand a month. How do I do that? Or, you know, maybe you're within the sales aspect and you're selling cars. You know, I want to sell 20 cars a month, but I can't even sell 5 cars a month. So Nate, what do I do? How do I make that transition? And ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you, in order to make that transition, you have to believe it first. You have to literally see it in your mind that I can sell 20 cars in a month, right? I can make X amount of dollars. Let's just say I'm making 5 grand a month. I can make 10 grand, definitely. But if I don't necessarily believe it, because it's one thing to believe it, it's another thing to attract it. How can I attract the right people to help me make 5 grand a month instead of me? How can I chase? Meaning, how can I send all these emails? How can I make all these calls? How can I do it this way, where it's like the cold calling way, the door knocking, and yada, 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 like all these other salesmen and quote unquote gurus say? Trust me, guys, that stuff works. But at the end of the day, if we're really talking about like the law of attraction, that works even more. I'll tell you that right now. And you're not necessarily belittling yourself also as your reputation. You know, you got to go through the trenches. Trust me, I've been through that. Going through the trenches at first, yeah, you'll get some momentum because you got to get some clients. But when you get to a point within your business or just with your coaching or whichever program it might be, there comes a point where it's like, okay, you got to adjust. You got to pivot to work with only a certain amount of people. You know, guys, I've had a marketing company for a little bit over 3 years now. I know what it's like to go through the trenches. I know what it's like to struggle. And I also know what it's like to find that one client, that two or three clients that are like, yo, I'm in it for you in the long haul, right? As long as you can come through on what it is that you say you're going to do. And of course, that's literally the smallest part of the process. The main thing is that it's a very mutual and fruitful relationship at the end of the day. If you guys can vibe out and you guys love what it is that you're doing together, that's the main thing, okay? You don't want to have a client that, let's just say, you don't smoke. You don't want to have a client that is in that industry, whether it's like in the cannabis industry or just the smoking industry, if you're not passionate about that. You're marketing on something that makes no sense. You know what I mean? Like, same thing, you don't want to coach somebody that is in a lane that's completely separate from what it is that you even coach, just to get a paycheck. Like, yeah, it might come in that first 1 or 2 months, but at the end of the day, you're going to feel like you're getting undervalued, and then you're going to get irritated, you're going to get frustrated, and at the end of the day, you're just going to be like, wow, why do I even have them as a client? Why did I even focus on this? You know? So anyways, guys, I just wanted to hit on that. Again, realize where your energy is going towards, who it is that you want to attract. This is for business. This is for relationships, friendships, general partnerships. You know, you want to get connected to bigger people? Attract bigger people. How do you attract? You got to know who you are, and you got to learn to vibrate on a higher frequency. And that's a whole other topic for another time. But anyways, guys, I just wanted to elaborate. I hope this makes sense. I appreciate every single one of you. Feel free to leave a 5-star review on iTunes, thumbs up on YouTube, and a subscribe. Love you guys so much. Stay tuned for the next solo pod, and we'll see you soon.